We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Monday afternoon. It is the start of the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals, the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. I told you guys earlier, I had a special guest on today's edition of KFTV, man. We're going to break it all down, and that is with none other than the mayor of New York City, Mr. Eric Adams. Mr. Mayor, thanks again for joining Knicks Fan TV.
Hey, brother. You know, I've been a Knicks fan for a long, long time, man. And we are really excited. There's something special that happens in the city when the Knicks are winning and moving towards, you know, the finals.
Absolutely. And I was talking to you before we went live here. It's just so crazy how paths can converge, because we met many years ago at a mutual friend's house, and you were still the borough president of Brooklyn, and you introduced yourself to me. You said, I'm Eric Adams. I'm going to be the next mayor of New York City. That was years before the election. And at the same time, I was just on my journey in building out this platform. So it's amazing how life works, but grateful to be on with you today, man.
No, without a doubt, man. And when you think about, Knicks Fan TV, just your vision and thinking about putting something like this together, which is, you know, fans can talk about, you know, their feelings, their conversation, what happens on the court, off the court, and you bring some good insight to the whole game. And so I thank you for doing this and, you know, for staying true to your vision. You know, we started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here. And kind of like this Knicks team before Jalen Brunson. But what's been your impressions of Brunson and this Knicks team's run this season?
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, a lot of times you see what folks do on the court, but you don't even realize what they do off the court. And, you know, Jalen is a deep cat, man. I like the fact that he's plant-based. Many people don't even realize about him. He takes care of his body because what you put in your body has a lot to do with your game. There's a documentary called Game Change, and it talks about how the role that food plays in how you can pump your game up. And so coming from Dallas, really bringing his game, his energy, you know, the only three letters I can think about when I think about him, MVP. He brought us to the next level.
He has been just such a dynamo for this team and for the city, because I don't know. Can you feel that energy? That, like, because when the Knicks are good, it just feels like everybody just humming along. Like, I know there's a lot of things going on in the city, but especially around the Knicks, there's just a different kind of energy when the Knicks are winning.
It is. And, you know, I was fascinated. I remember those days of Patrick and the whole other, you know, crew that were playing when we were making those races to the championship. You know, you take Michael Jordan out of play and we walking around with several rings.
Yeah.
You know? And then remember the excitement of Pacers and Knicks. Reggie Miller and Spike Lee, those battles they used to have. It was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable battles. And that summer of 94, you had the Knicks rolling. You had the Rangers rolling. Rangers ultimately winning the championship. Knicks falling short in game 7, but the city was certainly buzzing. And take us back to your time at growing up as a Knicks fan. Like, who was your team? Who were your guys coming up as a Knicks fan?
let me tell you, long before the word cool was defined, Frazier was. You know, who didn't want a pair of Pumas and just be like Frazier, man? This was a brother that always maintained his character, his discipline. He showed you what it was to always be dressed to impress. Yeah. That whole image and thought is Frazier, who inspired me a lot throughout the years to say, listen, you look right, you carry yourself right, you can carry yourself to wherever you want to go. But you have Frazier and you have the other team. You know what's interesting about that team? The diversity and the cohesiveness, you know, with Bradley went on to become, you know, prominent in politics, the Butcher of that whole team, Frazier, the brother Earl of Pearl Monroe, all those guys were hard players. And they did not make the money that guys are making now, you know, but they've left their heart and soul on the court.
Yeah, no question about it. And once again, we are talking to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, CP the Franchise here, a Knicks Fan TV afternoon edition. Game one scheduled to tip off at 7:30 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Mr. Mayor, the Garden, speaking of the Garden, they were granted the 5-year special permit just last summer. You have the rift between the Garden, the MTA, the train agencies. What do you think about where things stand with the Garden right now and potential relocation?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Listen, the Garden is so much part of New York City's history. Jim and his team, they have done so much, and not only as a sports franchise, but as an entertainment venue. People come from all over in the tri-state area, if not beyond, to come and listen to everything from Billy Joel, who's doing his long shows there, to some of the great entertainment. A lot of the great masters have adorned that stage. And even I'm holding other events. We just did the police graduation there earlier this morning. So many schools go through there to graduate. So that is the anchor of our city, centrally located near public transportation. And the venue has played an important role in a lot of memories from the great fights of Ali fighting at the Garden and some of the great performances. So the Garden is going to be here. You know, it's got the name Madison Square Garden, but it's a round shape because it understands that it has to really carry this entire city and what it does.
No question about it. And, you know, when we speak of graduation and speak on more serious matters, you have everything that's going on with Columbia University and Columbia announcing today that their main graduation ceremony won't be happening, but they will conduct their individual school graduations. Where do things stand there? And you know, what's your take on what's happening there right now?
I wish they would have moved forward with the ceremonies. I don't know if you have children or not.
Yes.
But, you know, graduation is a special time. And, you know, to watch your loved one walk across that stage, their accomplishment, it's just something that stays with you your entire life. And remember, this graduation class is the COVID graduation class. Right. We canceled their graduation when they graduated from high school. Now, to not do it when they graduate from college, it's just a double whammy. And, you know, one can voice and protest without disrupting, you know, these important moments, man. It's like you walk down the aisle and you're getting married and all of a sudden somebody comes in kicking in the door and start protesting. Mm. Or, you know, you're at these special events, your baby shower, a sweet 16. Mm. There's certain things in our lives that we should allow people to have these important moments in their lives. And it doesn't take away from one's desire to raise their voices around something that's disruptive, because that's what this country is about. This country is about protest. You know, I protested to dismantle apartheid. I protest when there were some unwrong shootings in our city. I protest for peace. So we don't have to raise our voice without disrupting the lives of people. I'm sort of disappointed that Columbia made that decision. I would have liked to have allowed those graduates to walk across that stage and enjoy it with their families and other classmates.
You know, when we opened the show, we talked about, you know, you met that goal. You wanted to be the mayor of New York City, and now it's yours. But now I look at your role, and I'm like, man, you're in an unenviable position here because you have to balance the needs of everybody, right? You know, you do something for one group, the next group is upset about it. One group doesn't feel heard. Next group feels like you're giving to this group and not to us. So how do you manage that on a daily basis when everybody is just needing? Everybody has needs. We all have needs as human beings. How do you manage that as a mayor of the greatest city in the world?
I love that, man. That's a powerful question. And, you know, I always tell people all the time, we have 8.3 New Yorkers, but we have 35 million opinions. And, you know, you got to something I learned. I was disappointed when I was in the midst of trying to fight to keep this hospital open years ago. I was a young man and people did not join me. And I got angry because they didn't. But then I had a real reflective moment and said, you know what? It's not my job to judge man. You know, God judges man. It's my job to do the best I can. And we don't know what's the reason that people do what they do. And so I look at this job as I know where my heart is. I know where my commitment is. And I'm not going to allow the opinions of others to judge me. God judges me. God knows my heart. I inherited the city. Well, crime was 40% increase in crime. No jobs were coming to the city. We were dealing with COVID. Our children were not being educated. The independent financial experts did not think we were a good place to invest in. No tourism. We were hurting. When you look at 2 years later, brother, 2 years, more jobs in our sister city's history right now. We built more affordable housing in 1 year than ever in the city history. More people we put from homelessness into permanent housing ever in the city history. Decrease in homicide, decrease in shooting. 4 million people back on our subway. 62 million people, tourists that is here. Even with the migrant and asylum seeker crisis, our city is not just trying to survive. We've thrived. And I know how well we're doing, regardless of all the noise and the haters. You know, that sit in the bleachers. I'm on the court, man. I'm dropping these threes.
You know? Do you ever go back and study some of the actions of your predecessors to see, like, you know, here's what so-and-so, here's what Ed Koch is, here's what David Dinkins is, hey, here's what Giuliani did, and apply that to what you do on a daily basis?
Yes, good stuff, man. I must have read about every mayor going back to LaGuardia. And then I spoke with mayors. I spoke with the mayor of Chicago, Brother Rahm Emanuel. I sat down, and Dinkins was a mentor of mine. He mentored me, you know, when I was a young man. I speak with Michael Bloomberg all the time. You know, I interact with Mayor de Blasio. And so I spoke with all of them, and they gave me a good piece of advice, which was uniform, that they're going to be good days and bad days, man. There's going to be days you're going to wish you got out of bed and days you wish you stayed in bed. Maintain your head and never allow anything to rile you and say that even kills. So, you know, I wake up in the morning, do my meditation, say my prayers, exercise, take my green smoothie, and I'm ready, you know? And you all you can do the best you can. And you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to others. But if you know you left everything you had on the court, then you can sleep well at night. Yeah. And I know every day I wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and I give it my all, I leave everything on the court.
There it is, man. And bringing it back to the court, do you have a series prediction? Have you called the mayor of Indianapolis to make a wager on this? Where do you stand on Knicks and Pacers?
No, I'm going to reach out to the mayor, and we're going to do a nice wager. I think we're going to pull it through. People wrote us off back in February. They thought it was not possible. And you just see drive and determination. You know, New Yorkers, we know how to grind. You know, look at September 11th, 2001, when our center of trade was attacked and we watched the buildings collapse. People talk about that. We lost 1,000. It broke our heart. Many people mourned. But remember what happened on September 12th. We got up. Teachers taught. Builders built. Retailers sold their goods. We showed the entire country what we're made of, and that cascaded out throughout the entire globe. People knew that you can hit us in the gut, and we will have, we're a grunt, but we're going to get up, and we're going to do what we do as New Yorkers. Nothing can count us out. Never bet against New York City. And so we're going to take this all the way. And I got a lot of hope in this team. They may be smaller in size, but they have the skill, the talent, the drive, the commitment. You can tell a person's heart, and they got the heart to bring this home.
No question. They have that New York grit, and that is what has, brought them so close to this city. And so, Mr. Mayor, we definitely appreciate the time. We're going to let you get back to bigger and better things. But thanks again for joining us, and hopefully you can
do
it again.
Good luck to you, brother. Appreciate you.
Likewise. Thanks again.